Hi guys, and welcome back to my podcast. Today I will be discussing and analyzing the graphic novel Kindred by Damien Duffy and John Jennings that we were assigned to read in class. When we were first assigned to read this book, I was really intrigued because I personally have not read a lot of graphic novels, and I thought it was really cool how the original literature novel Kindred was adapted into one. I personally, as a reader, preferred to read the graphic novel version and thought it made for a much easier storyline for me to grasp. And I thought that the graphics were also really interesting and cool and very well done. I was really impressed. So let's break down this book. As far as themes go, some of the main themes that Kindred revolves around include slavery, marriage, and trauma, all of which I thought were very crucial elements in the storyline and the message of the book. These were themes that personally, as a reader, very much stood out to me while I was reading the entire thing. And they really made me stop and think about each of the characters and wonder, I wonder why that character is doing that thing. I wonder why, what that action says about that character. And these themes really helped me analyze those characters' actions into a larger picture and really helped me to understand the book on a much deeper level. So in order to break down these themes, it was personally easier for me to break down these themes if I asked a question to myself and thought about the answer. So today I will be breaking down these themes by asking and answering questions regarding all of the three themes I just listed: slavery, marriage, and trauma. So first off, let's talk about the theme of slavery. So one of the questions that really stood out to me as while I was reading the book regarding the theme of slavery was about Diana and whether or not I thought that she put up enough of a fight against slavery while she was on the plantation. And personally, I thought that she did not. I think in the beginning, it's very apparent that Diana does try to show Rufus how wrong slavery is, and that she even does this by correcting him when he refers to the slaves on the plantation as the N-word. She tells them that's not what they should be called, that's not how they should be treated. She even goes as far as to state that she prefers to be called, that she is a Black African-American woman, and she prefers to be called as such. However, that message doesn't really stick with Rufus for a very long time. He is young and he does live on the slave plantation, so he's very heavily influenced to think in different ways. However, as Diana does continue to come back to the plantation over different time periods, you start to see that her original idea of proving to Rufus how wrong slavery is starts to fade into the background a bit. The longer she's stuck on the plantation, the less she starts to correct Rufus and stand up for herself. As she begins to settle into a routine and carve a life for herself working on the plantation and assisting Rufus by saving his life multiple times. I think this is mostly in part because Diana is traumatized by multiple things that happen on the slave plantation. She was whipped. She is constantly told that she doesn't and know her place, that she's talking out of line, that she will be punished for doing so. I think that kind of leads her to be less troublesome or angry towards, or not necessarily angry, but she is less likely to show her anger towards the owners of the plantation. And in order to do this, she begins to blend in more with the slaves on the plantation to the point where she's just trying to avoid punishment and avoid that pain and of getting whipped again. And that kind of leads to her forgetting that she is, whether or not she's a slave or a free woman. And she's kind of, the idea of her showing Rufus how wrong slavery is kind of fades into the background of her problems as survival instinct takes more of the forefront. Another question that I decided to break down the theme of slavery with that really stood out to me when I was thinking about the theme of slavery in this book was about Kevin, because I thought that it was really interesting that Kevin originally, during one interval where they return to the South, goes with Diana. And I was wondering what Kevin's reaction was to the slave owning culture, and if it was a good reaction at all, or like why his reaction was different than Diana's. And personally, I would say that his reaction wasn't necessarily a good reaction or a positive reaction. But I do think that he was personally less affected by slavery. His life was not as much in immediate danger as that of Diana, so he didn't have that initial reaction of paralyzing fear of, this is really bad, my life could end. he was more like, this is really bad, but my life isn't immediately in danger. So I feel like he personally was a little bit less affected, and his situation being in the South was not as dire as Diana being stuck in the South. And I do think that has a lot to do with him being a white male versus Diana being an African-American woman during that time period where there was slavery. So in addition to the theme of slavery, another theme that really stood out to me throughout the whole book was the theme of marriage and that theme of biracial marriage. Part of what made Kevin being pulled into the past with Diana so fascinating is because from their time, Kevin and Diana's time in the 1970s, they were allowed to be married. Their interracial marriages were legal. But even though interracial marriages were legal in the 70s, it was still not socially accepted completely. But compared to the 1800s, where it was nobody even thought to get an interracial marriage, it was a completely different situation. I really thought that it was fascinating that Kevin and Diana had to pretend that they were not married at all. In fact, Kevin, I think, even had to pretend that Diana was his property, that he owned her. And that became really interesting to me because Kevin was essentially separated from Diana the whole time they were in the South together. And I found it even more fascinating when, after Kevin becomes accidentally stuck in the South for 5 years, when he finally reunites with Diana in the 1970s, back in their modern time, I found myself wondering how much the South had influenced him, because he would not even speak to Diana about what had happened. And that almost made me think that Kevin could have potentially developed a subconscious prejudice about African Americans just by being in the South during that time for so long by himself. In fact, you could even connect his potential feelings of prejudice to the prejudice feelings of both Diana and Kevin's family members from the 1970s, and connect it to a larger theme that prejudices are very much still alive and well. They just become shown and developed in different ways as time goes on, versus it's the prejudices against African Americans are shown in one way in the 1800s versus people's ideals about interracial marriage kind of show how people's prejudices have not necessarily gone away, but more have developed and changed as time goes on. And in addition to my thoughts about slavery and marriage, I also thought the theme of trauma was very much interesting for this graphic novel. I think that it was apparent throughout the whole novel, but personally, I really found it very much apparent in the second half of the book. I think that Alice was really a person that the book decided to focus on her trauma, especially when she was found after she had been attacked by dogs. She did not seem to remember who she was at all. This was after she had been raped by Rufus. This trauma completely stripped down her mental state to that of a child's, and essentially Diana had to completely nurse her back to health. I also found that it was really twisted that Rufus was kind of in love with Alice, but his way of showing it was completely, not how you're supposed to treat someone. He treated her horribly and just thought that he could own her and possess her. And this feeling of trauma, even after Alice is nursed back to health by Diana, continues to stay with her character throughout the entire book. She becomes more depressed, she becomes more hopeless, until the very last straw is when Rufus, even after she starts to get more fond feelings to Rufus, it really is the last straw when Rufus lies to her and tells her that he sold her children. That's when Alice ends up hanging herself, and really shows how much trauma has affected her and her life choices. You could even kind of say that trauma in this book has affected Kevin, because after he returns home for that 5-year period, he wouldn't even discuss with Diana what had happened and that he needed time alone to process things. I think that his silence about what had happened in the South really speaks to a level of traumatization in itself. You could even say that the theme of trauma never even stops throughout the whole book, because towards the end, when Diana does kill Rufus, she loses her own arm in the process. So it's not only a mental trauma of her killing Rufus, it's the physical trauma of her losing her arm and being a permanent reminder of her actions against what she had done. As a bit of a side note, I just wanted to quickly talk about education here and the theme of education. I personally thought it was very interesting how, because Diana was an educated Black woman going into the South, she was automatically isolated. The white folks wondered why she was Black and could talk like that, versus the slaves were wondering why she was talking like white folks. I also thought it was interesting, though, how Diana, even though that isolated her, she decided to use her knowledge and education to teach the younger slave children. I thought that spoke more to her moral and her characters and her beliefs after she got whipped for teaching the younger slave children, how she, when she returned again, she still wanted to teach slave children, and she even went so far as to teach Rufus's own son. I thought that really spoke to who Diana was as a character and how she felt this responsibility that because she was knowledgeable and that she had education, that she needed to spread that knowledge to the younger generation. I thought that was very admirable of her. So overall, those two, three themes were definitely the ones that stood out to me the most: slavery, marriage, and trauma. And then education was just one I decided to throw in because that was just coming up when I was reading it myself. Overall, I really did enjoy the graphic novel Kindred. I definitely probably might even start reading more graphic novels since I found this such an interesting format to read. I just want to thank you guys all for listening to my podcast and hope you guys are all staying well and safe. Thank you.